Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are going to be joined by our co-host Lolita. I'll bring her on air as soon as I see her here in the queue. And we will be with you momentarily taking callers as usual. To begin with, we are going to listen to a short break with Shri Ram. This is the music from the CD entitled Oneness by the August Zarina. Well, we are now back, and we're here to take callers. And hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Sorry, I dropped myself off on the chat here, so I apologize for that.
That's quite all right. Well, all right. Before we begin taking our callers, we do have the special for 15 minutes for only $5.95 on our website at howpsychic.com. So if you want to take advantage, there's also some other great specials going on, like the one-hour reading for $19.95. Today is the last day on the one-hour special, so please book it today before midnight. All right. Lolita, are you ready to take callers?
Yeah. Okay, let's take the first one. Looks like a Georgia number. Area code 678-522. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Craig. I'm calling from Pittsburgh. The question I have is, I applied for a student graduate loan back in May, and I was originally denied, and they asked me to fulfill some requirements. I submitted my paperwork yesterday. I just want to know, do you see me getting approved?
Okay, let's see here. Yes, it all seems to be in order this time, and I do see an approval coming through.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second. My computer's going a little slow. There we go. All right. Area code 727-623. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from St. Pete, Florida.
Yeah, hello, Lisa. How may
I
help you?
Hi. Yeah, I just want to know if there's any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. Well, we do very specific questions for the show, but there is one message from Spirit coming through today for you, and that's that you're definitely on the right pathway here, but it's all about your confidence, and it's time to build that confidence. So that's the message coming through by Spirit today.
Okay. So it's like confidence message. All right. Do you see my finances improving soon?
It's honey, we're only doing one question.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Area code 619-366. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
It's Steve. Hi, Lilia.
Hey, where have you been at?
I just took a break.
Where
took
have break. You been at?
Took a break from Blog Talk. So what should I
Don't
ask
Don't worry,
about?
I think I took a little break the last couple of weeks, actually last couple of months, too. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're back
okay.
on we're back from vacation.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a job as far as are things going to continue to improve at the job.
Okay. Oh, yes, most definitely. There is more improvement coming in. And about as little as 3 to 4 days here. And the continual improvement will definitely be occurring.
Cool. Thanks, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
What's
no
going
problem.
On with you in the job?
Is there a oh, Lord. This is a little, hold on a minute. I'm getting a couple names here. I'm getting
okay.
a Jane, a Susan, and a Timothy, I believe.
Don't know any of those people.
No.
I know Susan.
Okay.
But that's all about the
huh?
Line. Are those good vibes or?
Yeah, they're actually very good vibes. So they may be people that you have either been in contact with or people that you're going to be in contact with in the way of business.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Lo.
He's funny. Hold on, I can get him on
here.
He
sounds pretty cool.
No, he is cool. He used to be on the show with Tamara. I used to listen to him all the time on Tamara's show. So he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's... okay, guys,
well,
I don't take no Skype call.
We do not do the 111s all the way through anymore. We have made a couple of recent exceptions, but if you would like, please call in with a more recognizable phone number, and we will be more than happy to take you on.
We'll take this one, but just letting you know, we don't usually do it, but we'll take this one, though, Adam. Let's just take this one for some reason.
Okay.
All right, we got Sister Soul Power. Just please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hey there, this is Sister, and I'm calling from Arizona right now. And my question is about romance, in particular looking at someone named Bobby.
Okay, hon. And what would you like to know about this?
How does it look for us? Does it look like we're going to actually do a relationship worth pursuing, or is it just a passing fancy?
Okay, hon. Give me, wow. Okay, I don't even need the minute on this one. Honey, he's lost all interest, to be all honest with you. He still shows a little bit because there is a sense of obligation, but I don't like giving bad news, but I really feel like there's only a, let's see, 30% chance where he might turn around and this becomes something worth pursuing and reconciling. But I really feel that right now the odds are stacked up against it working out.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Because he reached out to me. I'm like, why are you reaching out to me?
We can barely hear you.
We can barely hear you. I don't know where you're at, but I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me better now? Is this better?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's better.
Okay, I said, oh, yeah, thank you. That was such a confirmation. Because it kind of shocked me when he reached out to me. And I was like, why is he reaching out to me? We're done.
When people reach out, it's because you're having to learn something. It's not because why he's doing it. There's also something for you to learn also at the same time. And if we haven't quite gotten that message from that relationship, you're going to keep getting that until you really understand what you're supposed to learn from it. So take the time out tonight and just think about the whole relationship, how it went down, because everyone has to kind of learn from a relationship no matter what, who did what. So really just understand that whole scenario, why you had to meet this person and why this person has left. And as long as you can accept it, you will understand that there's going to be plenty more relationships. And then when you get to the point of asking, you'll that's because you're allowing the ego to figure out why. But get to a point where your gut is your intuition, and when you're calling in a show, just validating what you're feeling. That's where you want to be. So I would definitely take the time to sit back a couple of months and really do a lot of reflection. Also do a lot of releasing from this person and within yourself, because you will not progress forward no matter what. Because at the end of the day, there's two people, there's two parties, and everyone learns. And it's always never the other person's fault. So make sure you learn something that you haven't learned yet in that relationship, and it's okay.
And at this point, I think that it's just the residual amount left over from the learning experience on how to say no and how to really, you know, cut yourself out of that situation in order to move forward and to bring that which is good and valid for you.
Right. I agree. Okay. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, do a little chakra clearing tonight, you know? Take a white light and just clear out your heart chakra, and you'll see some release, and you'll see some tears flowing, you'll see some joy coming. But take this time. It's all good. And just know that there's many, many more to come, and you'll find that right person. You won't even have to ask. Trust me on this. You will know when it's that time. I know.
Okay.
I'm telling you this because I'm validating this.
Okay. I believe it's resonating. Like, I got flutters in my chest right now, so...
Very
yeah.
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
No
love you. Bye. All right. And we're going to take this one Skype caller here. 111, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your questions.
My name is Sally. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Okay. What is your question on?
I want to know what you see with my career.
Okay. Wow. Has there been some time where you haven't been working?
Yeah, my work is really slowed down.
Yeah, because I'm seeing like it's zero to none, hun, right now.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for some time. Now, when I look at this month for you, I do see things picking up quite a bit and very significantly. I am seeing that you'll have everything right back on track before the end of this month, and that it's going to improve very much so for you. Now, there is another avenue as well in the way of work that I feel is going to present itself somewhere around the mid of this month for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. I wish you the best on that, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay. Can I answer on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's on the line. I think she's still on the line. I think we all get scared when things are just taken from us just like this. And I've been there. I know everybody on the show is listening, whether chat, via phone, has gone through that. But also, I think when you thank for things taken away or being slow is a time of reflection and just re-energizing your thoughts and your body and your mind and just being in a line and actually learning things. Sometimes we need that. So we actually need to be very thankful for a lot of things that come in our life that are challenges. And it's just a self-reflection. Can you agree with me, Adam?
Yes, most certainly.
Yeah. Not everything can go your way 365 days a year. It doesn't happen. There's periods in our life that take 5 to 6 years of not getting anywhere. And it's just how it is, you know, scientifically, with planets and everything. So you really, really dig deep in and just really learn from everything that you go through, whether it's good or bad. It's like when the going gets good, you know, no one thinks about anything. But when it's coming apart or not going your way, it's where, like, okay, what's going on? Well, it has to happen. Nothing is smoothly all the time. It's like the government. We're always going to go through a recession every 10 years. Get over it, you know? So that's just how we have to look at our own personal journey, that we must thank for those days that are paused and where there's no work sometimes, because it's actually a good thing to get back in touch with himself. So I just needed to add on to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was good. Thank you, Lo.
All right, hon. Okay, next one. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Area code 817-375. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please. Did I not press? Hold on. Area code 817-375. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Okay, hi. This is Victoria from Texas. How are you guys?
Doing well, and you?
I'm fine, thanks. And my question is, I wanted to know if you can sense me getting my settlement before the end of this year with my new lawyer.
I do, and this one I'm getting a 2.5 week time period. Could be any time before that, but I am receiving a 2.5 week time period in which there is supposed to be better movement towards your favor.
Oh, that is great. Well, this is a decision I made after 8 years with the same attorney, and with a lot of questions around all the delays. And so I decided and was grateful that I contacted like 3 other attorneys, and they all were saying something's wrong with this. And I picked one of the best, well-known attorneys in Southern California. So I was just hoping I'm going on the right path with this guy and his law firm and hoping to see results. Great.
Yeah, hon, you are on the right path. So we thank you for calling in, but let us know how that works out, okay?
I surely will. I will call you guys back and let you know. Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. Let's go. Oh, dear. I don't usually do anonymous calls, but we got one coming up. Area code 602-696. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Bee from Arizona. My question is, there's a medical study in Chula Vista, California, and they want me to call them at the end of this month, and it's paying like over $8,800. Do you see at the end of August that they want me for the study?
Go for it.
Well,
that's
I want to go for it,
but
so you see them wanting me then?
That's obviously a good sign, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see, Lolita?
Oh, I don't read, hon. I will tell you practical reasons.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were giving readings to other people there.
No.
Okay.
I teach people how to get back within and really law of attraction methods and just try to help them on top of what Adam does.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We don't do readings yet, right, Mr. Adam? Pretty soon, though. Don't worry.
No, you're the grounding point for now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it for right now. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to take this anonymous caller. We just had a full moon, so let's just pray that we don't have a straggler that just came across Blog Talk. Let's see. Go ahead, anonymous. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Sheena, and my question is, what do you see for me and my male, my guy friend, for the next couple of months?
Okay, improvement in a week, and that there's, wow, is he hanging out with someone else lately?
I think he is. He let me know that he's hanging out with a female. We're just friends at this point, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I see that's going to change, and he's now going to end up spending more time with you in a week. I feel good things happening here. I am seeing him putting forward more commitment to the dynamic with you, and I get a great feeling that it has pretty far to go. So it looks like he puts in the effort, it becomes more of a permanent ordeal. Okay?
Is this other young lady that he's hanging with? Well,
honey, we're only doing one question per caller.
Okay.
We don't mean to be rude, but we need to keep it fair to everyone. So we thank you for calling in and wish
and
you all the best.
Let me just add on to that really quick. If you really trust within yourself and you trust that Source is going to bring you the right partner, you need to have fun with the relationship no matter what. Even if it gets serious or not, you have to have fun. If you're going into it without trust, then it's not meant for you to be in that relationship. So truly understand what I'm saying is, you got to trust that Source is going to bring you the right person. He may not be this right person in 2 to 3 years. So you have to really understand that you really deserve the best relationship, and you understand that it definitely all comes in divine timing, whether he's hanging out or not. But don't forget the fun. Don't forget the inner child within you, because life does keep going on. And make sure you have those boundaries within yourself also. So don't forget who you are. So get out there, breathe, have fun, and enjoy life. And it doesn't matter what that happens. Just know that you'll be connected when it's the right timing for the both of you. And you've got to get stronger in that trust belief. And that you're always going to wonder. And that's not how you should enter a relationship, nor will it succeed.
Okay. Thank you both.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome,
mm-hmm.
Sweetie. Thank you.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Night.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Area code 303-515. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Allison. I'm calling from Colorado, and my question is, what do you see about securing new and better paying employment?
Okay. I get, let's see here, seven, eight, nine. Okay, yeah. I'm getting about 9 days on this one, okay. And I am definitely feeling that there's been quite a bit of difficulty for you in securing new employment, although you have come up against a couple of good options, nothing has panned out for you yet. I feel that within the 7 to 9 days, you will definitely see something panning out, something that's going to be viable, good, and very lucrative, financially speaking, for yourself. The environment should be much more inviting, much more, motivating of an environment compared to the places where you have been before. I do not feel the backstabbing.
Wow, that's really positive news. I really hope you're right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
There's no hope. You got to stay on that vibration, so get the word rid of hope out of your vocabulary. When if he's telling you that, if you want to manifest it, you got to see everything that that person is saying, whether it be him or not. So you actually help into that energy pulling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you. I'm on the roll of law of attraction tonight. Let's keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 607-244. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Charlotte from New York. You've helped me many times before. I'm calling tonight to find out if you see anything in my love life. There's a guy named Mike that is liking me a lot.
Okay, we've got 4 days on this one. I'm really getting 2 to 4, and I'm seeing some improvement there, more communication from him. And let's see here. I'm just sensing that right now, as we did have a previous caller, the same will really apply to you. You know, have fun with it, explore it a little bit, be somewhat open-minded, but do not completely put yourself on hold until they are ready to commit. I do see making more actions from this person. More actions will be made on you know, through his manner, and not seeing so much of where you're having to prompt communication any longer. There's definitely some improvement happening here. Now, one thing that I get about him is that while he is a very positive individual, and sometimes, you know, he can be a little abrupt at times. I really feel that the real problem in him lies in the absent-mindedness. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he does seem to be good. He intends well. You just need to be able to draw the lines in the sand on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you. All right, let's see here. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Just getting some water here.
Okay, we'll do chat questions, Ufa, in a minute. I think I can take care of you in a minute. Just let me go down these callers really quick, okay? All right, area code 202-281. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Amira, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Amira. I don't mean to interrupt you there, but your answer is yes. So what were you going to ask me?
Oh, boy. Well, I was going to ask you if there I like a man who is unavailable right now, and I don't know why I'm drawn to
him. If it'll work out?
Will it work out? Mm-hmm. Will anything come of
it? It'll work. You just got to give it time and patience, but that's definitely your twin flame there.
Really?
Oh,
so
boy.
It is worth me waiting.
No. I'm telling you this because I've been in for 4 years. I want you to start studying what twin flame dynamic is. It doesn't come overnight. You better have thick skin, you better have a thick heart, and you better be willing to work on yourself when that time is right. It is a long journey. I'm going on 4 years right now.
A twin flame, just so I understand, it's your... I guess it's sort of like your soulmate who's kind of, you're both working towards each other. Is that right?
In a very surface level way, yeah, but a twin flame is so much more than a soulmate.
Yes, that's
people
what
can
read.
Have multiple soulmates through life, but a twin flame, you only have one.
Yes.
Whoa.
And you don't, there's a lot of people that do not get this opportunity in their lifetime. So understand that. And I'm telling you this with great intentions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
This is not a day that you're going to say, okay, well, he's going to come in a week or two. No, ma'am. It doesn't work. Again, you need to start reading. You need to start understanding. And there's no such thing as waiting, okay? So if you do have another gentleman that
does
come.
Reading? Because I have been, like, I've been trying to move on. It's been, like, 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as, I'm laughing because I've been through the same thing. I have put myself on, let me tell you how powerful the universe is. You can put yourself, I'm from India, so I've put myself on all these Indian dating sites, and I get responses from doctors to engineers, blah, 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 whatever, okay? And
mm-hmm.
That's what my mom and dad would want from me. But every
right.
time I would try to connect, it doesn't work. I think
same.
What you really need, right, and so you have to understand
mm-hmm.
that you will connect when
mm-hmm.
you're spiritually driven to him. And I really want you to take the time of studying. I study through YouTube. I study through books, articles. I'm on it. Don't overlook into it. But the word I can sit there and tell you is you have to have patience. There's no such thing as wondering. If he's telling you that's your twin flame, then just know that it will be connected when that time is right. Until then, my friend, you need to really grow spiritually within yourself. Go work out also. Eat good food. Look for the future. Make sure you set your goals higher for yourself, and it will all work out. You may even have a date or two between this time. Who knows? But you
and you know
go
what?
Flow.
That would be okay. That would
That's
be okay.
Okay.
I mean, what I always say is never put yourself on hold for a guy until he's fully ready to commit. But honestly, you know, this guy's your twin flame, and you guys will be together in life, in this lifetime, okay? And you will have plenty of time to enjoy being together, have plenty of time to raise a family and grow old together, and do all that beautifulness that, you know, people want to do in relationships. But if you want, I do twin flame counseling and coaching for those of us that are waiting for our twin flames to come in, who we know are our twin flames. And, you know, if you want, just get a private reading with me. Take advantage of the one-hour special for $19.95 on the website. And I would be more than happy to fill you in. But we also want you to do your own research, too, okay? And if you need to, just Google it, twin flames, you know?
You know, I have, and I will research even more, because I did get, I don't remember where it came from, but another reading or something where someone said the same thing, not necessarily about this specific person, but that I will have it, I have a twin flame, which is, it seemed kind of cool at the time, but it sounds,
Okay, this is your second time.
Clearly, this is
Wow. You got it. And
okay,
a lot of people don't
you.
Get that. So just make sure, okay, that you do what we're all saying. And there's so many articles. Just research, research, research. But make sure you do what you got to do during that meantime.
I will. And what's the site where I can go to find out about the skills?
The website is howpsychic.com. So that's how, like, how are you, H-O-W, and then psychic.com, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Well, we're getting a lot of callers here. I'm going to take chat questions towards the end of the show, everyone, so please be patient. Area code 303515, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. You've already done me, so I'm just
going to... Oh, I'm sorry, hon. Okay.
No problem.
Okay. I'm not keeping up here. Sorry. Okay, area code 347-451. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, yes, my name is Nuriel, and I'm calling from New York City. And my question is, I want to know how a particular person feels about me or stands with me. I've had some several occasions, and I get a wall, and I'm very intuitive, and I can't get a read of anything. And the person's name is Andre.
Andre, and yours was?
Nuriel.
Nuriel. Okay. Actually, this person is quite a bit standoffish because they're embarrassed of their own true emotion and feeling, as they really have some deep-rooted psychosis and lack of self-esteem. But I do feel that they have a very large attraction towards you, and I feel that they're feeling a little uncomfortable in their own skin, if that makes sense. However, there will be some form of progress where this individual becomes a little more direct in their answer to some of your inquiries here. That should be sometime before the month is out, being this month. I'm just not certain when this month that's going to be occurring. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night. All right, area code 256767. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Wanda. I'm calling from Alabama. I just got offered a job about 2 days ago. All I have to do is go and pass the background check and then go for training for the job. And my question is the job only lasts about 3 months. I have not worked in 4 years. With this new job, there possibly be another job.
It would be turning into a long-term job for you, so that would be yes.
So I will go into another job, and I will pass the training and such, correct?
I believe you will. Once more, I'm getting the message of confidence today. So you're the second person with the same message. You need to go into it with confidence, but it can turn into something pretty substantial.
I've been lacking confidence because, like I said, I've not worked in 4 years.
Well, that's the thing. Don't
just
worry.
Just because you ain't worked in 4 years doesn't mean you still ain't got the same skills.
Well, the thing is, the job is, it's going to be a very hard job to do. I've got to convince these people to let me come in their house and do a study.
Honey, every time you put yourself and you have applied yourself, you have gone above and beyond in every single position. There have been plenty of times in your life, and believe me, I'm seeing them, hun, where you have gone into things that seem to be unfamiliar territory, a little harder for you, but you keep growing each time, and you end up at a point where you're able to tutor people on how to do this, okay?
Oh, you met me
whatever
when
it is.
You're worrying about the wrong part. The hardest thing is to get a job. So, my friend, after 4 years you got a job, you got a job. So those other questions don't even matter. So go and do your thing and pass that test inside of here. That's all we can say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Area code 469-471. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Stacy from Texas, and my question is, I do abstract drawing, and I want to know what you think about that. Where is that? Where is that going?
Okay. Well, I think abstract drawings are very nice, actually. It's a lost art form, in my opinion, that is now making a comeback. I actually believe that I see it going pretty good for you, and I do see you able to get it off the ground. However, your targeted market right now is both the baby boomers as well as the young, okay? I would say target the baby boomers first and then go into the young.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we have area code 504-810. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Yes, name is Kelly. I'm calling from Louisiana. And my question, I've had to make a serious and sad decision. So my question is finances in regards to a job, not a temporary, but I'm looking for a secure, permanent job. Is what's either my decision to change that or whatever it is, but I'm going nuts. So is there going to be some kind of permanent good-paying job somewhere in the future?
Okay, well, yes, I do see a good permanent well-paying job coming up in the near future for you. This one seems to be just after the middle of this month. We're looking sometime right after the 15th, okay? And the second thing I've got to ask you is, have you ever gone into the healthcare field?
Everybody asks me that, but I'm not a very nurturing individual.
Well, it doesn't
mean
that you have to become a nurse or a doctor. You could be doing something in the paperwork.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What career path are you on right now?
What career path?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you asked in regards to what do I do?
What is it that you do for a career?
Yes, because I dropped out. What I do, I was a graphic designer for years and years, and I got bored with it, so I started organizing other people.
Okay, so you started on the organization part, because I see you somewhere in management, and I see you somewhere in management on the healthcare direction.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can all relate.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Area code 865-362. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Crystal from Tennessee. I was just wondering if you see any kind of job or maybe an increase in, like, my family's income in the next little bit.
Okay. There is a good increase. I'm not going to say it's the permanent one here yet, but there is a good increase that seems to come in and tide you over until something more permanent comes in. This increase appears to be anywhere from the 8th of this month. We're on the 4th. Okay, the 8th does make sense. Yeah, it's coming anywhere between the 8th and about the 14th, okay? Once more, I'm getting the 14th now for someone, but anywhere between the 8th and the 14th of this month.
Okay. Any job
now,
by any
this
chance?
Seems to be something that comes in to help tide things over. It doesn't appear to be coming from a working position. I know that this month you will get a more permanent working position, but this money seems to be coming from another direction entirely.
Okay.
So keep your ears, your eyes, and everything open. Make sure you're checking the mailboxes, you know, doing whatever you can because I'm seeing it coming in the mail, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Okay. Many blessings to you, too. Bye-bye. Really quick, you guys, please check us out at www.howpsychic.com and book your 1995 special for 1 hour, which will be the last day to receive that price. Okay, we have a chat question from Ufa Edge and wants to know that where did it go? Do you see a relationship on the way?
Okay. Yes, I do, and ask her if she knows anybody with the blonde hair.
I'm waiting for a response. Hold on. Not that I would be dating, but do have a bunch of blonde friends.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm seeing it coming through that kind of direction. So it may be someone that her friends leads her to or introduces her to, but it seems to be someone that she's with, and then there's like this group of blonde people around or a blonde person around. So this should be coming in just a little under 2 weeks.
Okay, let me just answer Deb Moon's question really quick. I think she wanted to know if, are they moving into an apartment or a home?
Apartment.
Okay, let me take the next two callers, you guys. Area code 201-408, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hold on. Okay, area code 201, I have you on air now. Hello? Area code 201?
Area code 201, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Your first three is 408.
Hello?
All right, bon ton.
All right.
Shall I?
What? I can't even hear this person.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, with the chat questions, I'd rather you guys call in. I was just doing those two. But if you guys can call in, that would be great. Area code 212-877, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead, hon. Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you heard me. Okay.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. It's Karen from New York. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if possibly you see any error in the amounts of money that the government has for me, such that I should be getting a higher amount each month, if that makes any sense. I'm hoping
okay.
that maybe they don't have it right and there's something I could go back and find and fight it with them.
Well, I'm feeling like, yeah, there is an error, but it is going to be pretty tough of a fight to get that adjusted more appropriately and properly speaking. But I do sense that there is an error.
Is there a way for you, can you sense when it is from, how far back?
Well, honey, we're only doing one question per caller, but honestly, I don't have any more information on it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to pick up this 201 one more time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Well, they just hung up. Never mind. Okay, Gemini Diva wants to know, have they met their twin flame?
Gemini Diva. They've come very close, if not have met their twin flame. I'm not getting a very clear answer on that one, just that they've come very close to meeting their twin flame.
Okay. Angel Love wants to know, will there be anything good, prosperity coming?
Yes, but it's going to take a week and a half.
Okay, I think I've answered all my chat questions.
What's going on with her mother?
Angel Love, can you answer that for us, please? They're typing now. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wants to know what's going on with your mother, Angel Love. I don't have a mother, so she's on the other side. Adam.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away when she was four.
Yeah. That would make sense because she's feeling like she has to be there for her. And she wants her to know that she's, oh wow. Yeah, she says that she was with her the whole time on this other side and that she has never truly left her.
Yeah, we remember you, Angel Love. Just remember, everybody, when we have our mom or dad passed away, just know that they're never gone, to be quite honest. We just have to really be in silence to really know that they're always around and you can always get that connection. So just always keep that in mind, though. We understand, if you passed her at four, so if you had to meet her, you just don't recall of her, Angel Love. But just know that she's with you, okay? So she's guiding you, giving you message. So start doing some meditation so you can hear what she has to say to you. All right. Let's go on to the next question here. Is that all you have for her, Adam?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Area code, you're welcome, hon. Area code 514-466. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in to your question.
Yes, hi. This is Michael from Montreal, and just have a question about, I'm going to be writing this huge exam in September and wondering if you could tell me if I'm going to pass it.
Well, Michael, I feel that given the effort that you put in, of course you shall pass it.
This isn't like no other exam. This is the hardest exam in the world right now. This is a professional exam.
You just need to go into it with confidence. And you need to put your best foot forward to studying and preparing for it. But I can see you passing it.
I appreciate the confidence. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if that was a... All right. Okay, I guess we were talking about twin flames. Everybody wants to know about their twin flame. Will wildfire wind meet their twin flame?
Wildfire should be meeting their twin flame here in, September the 10th or the 12th.
And just know, you guys have many lifetimes, and it can continue whether you meet this person here now or the next lifetime. So just know that it doesn't happen to everybody. But when you know, you'll know. There's no questions asked. So until then, I always say dig deep within, because that's the only time that I knew. Right, Adamy?
Mm-hmm. Righty.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, it looks like we have cleared the switchboard and chat room, so does anyone else have questions?
Wonderful.
Let's give a message for Nathaniel. Can we give a message for Nathaniel since he didn't want to call in?
Okay, Nathaniel. Wow, he didn't call in for a change. That is like...
I missed him already.
All right, Nathaniel. Better business. 2 days time. And then love life, also better love life in 2 days' time. So you get a double message in that one today.
All right. All right, so we are all cleared up. So you're okay clearing up the house, shutting
mm-hmm.
down the show? I think we took enough callers.
Yep. Yep. Just everyone, please take advantage of our specials at HowPsychic.com. And don't forget to check out all of our other features and services that we have through the website. We will be featuring a new show coming up pretty soon. It will be called Hoodoo Time Radio or Conjure Time Radio. Haven't decided between either one of those names yet. And also as another heads up, we will now, as of next week, be moving the show to Monday. So please just be aware of that. Make a note of that. The show will be moving to Monday. Thank you, everyone. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Gratitude. Good night. Bye.